me. And Jesus immediately says, I am willing. I am willing. Be cleansed.
Yeah, now here, in terms of leprosy, and even when Jesus sent out his disciples, he said, cleanse the lepers, heal the sick. Uh-huh. So here in leprosy, we're talking about cleansing. With the matter of AIDS, we're talking about cleansing.
That's right, cleansing
because
the blood.
That judgment has come on our generation here because of deviant behavior. Uh-huh. Now, but it's interesting to me here, the leper knew in his heart that God could do it. He had confidence in his ability to keep his word and to be his healing self. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, well, all I need is your willingness here. In other words, I believe the assumption was, if you're just willing, you can do this. Because he said here, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And then Jesus stretched out his hand. And when he stretched out his hand, now the power is going to leave his hand, that anointing is going to leave his hand, and it's meeting that leper's faith.
Hallelujah.
That leper's saying, if I can just get you to do this, I know you can do it. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to have that same attitude as that leper had. God, I'm asking you to heal me. Mm-hmm. Because I believe you have, as we talked earlier on in this message, you have confidence in your ability to do what you said you could do. You said you could heal. I'm here.
That's right.
I'm a candidate.
That's right. And this is the first physical healing we say. It's not the first miracle, but it is the first physical healing.
Right.
And the leper is almost kind of maybe coming tentatively and saying, Jesus, is leprosy in your little handbook of healing? Or do you include this terrible disease in your healing? And Jesus is saying, yes, I am including every disease that ever touched mankind, every disease that has ever been talked about or thought of. This is what I'm coming for.
And you know, God is saying that through Jesus to all of us. When you need healing, he says, I'm willing.
That's right.
But I'm looking for faith.
That's right.
I'm willing. Do you have faith? And I'll tell you, when you sit down, in fact, I'm going to suggest that you do that. In the next few moments or the next few hours or days, sit down and ask yourself, do I believe that God believes in his ability? Does God have confidence that he can do what he said he was going to do? Mm-hmm. Or did he just blow and go and throw a bunch of words out there that sound flowery and wonderful if, mm-hmm. quote, if they work? Mm-hmm. No, he has absolute confidence in who he is. And he, by the way, is the Word. Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelled among us.
That's right.
So we can't doubt the Word. We can't doubt his ability to keep his Word and his desire and his willingness. Because
mm-hmm.
he's ready.
Oh, he is.
He's ready.
He is
we need
so
to get ready.
Ready. Because it says here, when he touched him, immediately. You know, it's so many times in the Gospels it says either immediately or suddenly. But it was that instant. That very instant that he touched him, like you said, the anointing went forth out of this anointed one, Messiah. We call Christ the anointed one so many times. It's because he had the anointing to break that yoke, to remove those burdens from all those people. And physical healing, physical disease or sickness, it is a debilitating thing. It's a yoke. It's a bondage. It's something that keeps us from doing what we're called to do.
Right, and it also says, you know, he took our sins in his body on the cross that
that's
we
right.
might die to sin and live to righteousness,
oh, right.
for by his wounds we were healed. So he's tying the sickness in here with the sin package.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of the death stream, folks. It's what comes with the devil. But I'll tell you, when we go over here, and then he said to this leper once he was healed, now I want you to take your offering and go to the priest and show him that you were healed and give an offering. Many people walk away with a great miracle, never recognize God with their physical substance, with
That's
their
right.
with their financial substance. If you've been one of those ungrateful ones, you need to ask God to forgive you and turn around and say, God, I'm going to tithe. Not only that, I want to give an offering here, a memorial offering in a sense for my healing. Thanks for this healing.
That's right. How worth is a new body part
right,
that we've
right.
seen people get. How much is a healing worth?
Yeah, what's a creative
monetary,
miracle worth?
Yeah, in monetary value. My goodness, we've seen, Darren, in our ministry in just these few short years, we've seen great miracles happen where it would have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hospital, and it might not even been,
there
it
you
might
go.
Have been botched. Like this man who was in our class one Tuesday night, he had had carpal tunnel, and the doctors had
in
worked.
In both arms.
Yes, on both arms, and the doctor had worked on the one, and then he came to our class one Tuesday night, and you prayed for the other, and the one still isn't working right, but the one that you prayed for that was healed by God,
sure.
thank you, Jesus, that one's working perfectly.
Yeah. God knows how to fix the parts.
Oh, he does.
Not only that, folks, if we can't get the part fixed, God's got a new one for you.
That's right.
And sometimes, you know, I've seen a vision into heaven, and I've seen shelves of parts.
Mm-hmm.
Vital organs
mm-hmm.
waiting for someone to operate in the creative gift of miracles and healing to see that delivered, and God can do that. We've mm-hmm. seen him put a disc in the back. We've seen him move bones around. We've seen him move spines around, do all this kind of stuff, see him heal all kinds of joints. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody comes and says, I've got carpal tunnel, or I've got joint pain or whatever, I mean, that's a done deal. I know when I ask them to walk across the room, God's going to heal them.
Or usually even back problems, any kind of back problems. They're usually, if not relieved of the pain there, shortly after they are. And that's such a blessing.
Well, like the lady that came and she said, I've got gout and my feet are hurting. And you can tell by the way she walks. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you in pain? She said, absolutely. She took about three steps of faith. She took about three steps of faith and she was healed. She was healed. I'll tell you, God knows what he's doing when it comes to the healing business.
That's right. He sure does. Well, the leper, healing the leper would have been absolutely a wonderful thing. I would have talked about for weeks. But here we see Jesus, he's leaving the leper, he's walking into Capernaum, and we're in the fifth verse of chapter 8 of Matthew, if you would like to read along with us. Oh, this is wonderful. And a centurion came to him. Now, this is not a Jewish man. This is a man who is a foreigner. And he says, he's heard about Jesus. He said, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering great pain. This man was in such great pain that he couldn't come himself. I mean, he was probably delirious. He didn't even know what was going on in the natural. And his master came in his place. And he said, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. This centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. Now, this is a rare example, Darren, of a man who comes in place of the one who's sick and says, Lord, I know you can heal. I love my servant. He's a wonderful servant, and I know you can heal him.
But you know, I think back in the Old Testament where God spoke to Moses, and Moses needed water for the people. Uh-huh. And God said, now I want you to speak to the situation. Uh-huh. Well, Moses went back to an old way of doing things.
Oh,
and
yes, he did.
His staff, and he whacked the rock instead of speaking to the rock, and it cost him dearly.
Yes.
Today, you can speak to a situation and deliver the answer of God to that person's body, to your own body. We do this all the time, 5 days a week on the radio. We're speaking out healing. We may be talking to somebody on the telephone that are, you know, they could be hundreds of miles away or even up in the thousands of miles. I've seen that work where God would move over time zones. Well, there's no distance in the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
So when we're speaking by the anointing and the power of God and there's faith on the other end of the line, we've seen people healed. I've seen God do that for years and years and years. Well, that's what God was doing here with this centurion. He was speaking, and this soldier, this person who was in the army of that day, was saying, look, I understand authority.
Mm-hmm.
I give an order, and it's carried out. If you give an order, you have power over disease. You've got authority over disease. You give the order, just speak it out, and it will be done.
Yes. Another problem I see with people that do not get healed, Darren, is that they want to do it their own way. And it's like we were talking just about Naaman. He didn't want to go dip in that dirty old Jordan River. And he wanted to do it his own way. If he would have done it his own way, he would have never been healed. And I know a lot of people, they try the doctors and everything else first. And then, very last, they decide, oh, well, maybe I should have somebody pray for me. Now, this man, he said, I agree, Jesus. I am under your authority. I will put myself as a leader myself, as a man who's in authority myself, I will put myself under your authority, Jesus. I will submit to you. And we need to do that, Darren. When we come, we're hurting and we need healing. We need to submit to that authority.
But you know, the centurion's also saying, I know that disease is subject to your authority.
Oh, praise God, yes.
I know that. So, you know, when we really do that, folks, I'll tell you, when we say, God, I know you got authority over this thing and I'm going to let you take over here, he will do that.